Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here. Welcome back to Emotional Safety Affirmations, your daily dose of soft confidence and calm. Today's topic? Self-compassion and self-forgiveness. You know that feeling when you trip over thin air, totally humiliate yourself in front of everyone, and then replay the entire incident in your head for a week straight? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you that instead of beating yourself up, those moments could actually be opportunities for growth and self-love? Sounds pretty radical, right? Well, guess what? It totally is. Self-compassion isn't about letting yourself off the hook or becoming complacent. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend who's going through a tough time. Imagine your bestie spilled coffee all over their brand new white shirt. Would you yell at them? Heck no. You'd probably grab some napkins, laugh it off, and maybe even buy them a new shirt. It's time to extend that same level of kindness to yourself. Now, self-forgiveness is a whole other beast. Ever made a mistake that felt like a monumental blunder? Maybe you said something hurtful, missed an important deadline, or just plain messed up. We all have those moments, and holding onto the guilt can be like carrying around a heavy backpack full of regret. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate self-compassion and forgiveness. 1. Recognize that mistakes are part of being human. Seriously, it's in our DNA. Think about it, wouldn't life be boring if we were perfect all the time? Those stumbles and slip-ups are what make us interesting, unique, and ultimately, more resilient. 2. Practice mindfulness. When you find yourself dwelling on a mistake or beating yourself up, take a deep breath and bring your attention to the present moment. Notice your surroundings, the feel of the chair beneath you, the sound of birds chirping, the warmth of the sun on your skin. This simple act can help shift your focus away from negative thoughts and create a sense of calm. 3. Challenge those inner critic voices. You know those little gremlins in your head that love to point out every flaw and mistake? They're not always accurate, and they certainly don't deserve a platform. Next time you hear them whispering negativity, politely ask them to step aside and let the voice of self-compassion shine through. 4. Treat yourself with kindness. Just like we talked about earlier, imagine you're talking to your best friend who just made a mistake. Would you be harsh and critical? Or would you offer words of encouragement and support? Extend that same level of compassion to yourself. Talk to yourself in the same loving and understanding way that you would talk to someone you care about. 5. Forgive yourself. This one can be tough, but it's essential for your well-being. Holding on to past mistakes creates resentment and keeps you stuck in a cycle of negativity. Remember, forgiveness isn't about condoning your actions. It's about letting go of the pain and anger that they caused. Let me give you a real-world example. Imagine you're preparing for a big presentation at work. You put in hours of preparation, practiced until you felt confident, and even got some positive feedback from colleagues. But when it comes time to deliver the presentation, your mind goes blank. You stumble over your words, forget key points, and feel like a complete failure. Now, imagine that instead of letting this experience define you, you acknowledge that it happened, forgive yourself for any mistakes, and learn from the experience. You could analyze what went wrong, identify areas where you can improve, and use this as an opportunity to grow. The key is to view setbacks not as failures, but as stepping stones on your journey of self-discovery and growth. So, let's recap. Self-compassion is about treating yourself with kindness and understanding, even when you make mistakes. Self-forgiveness means letting go of past regrets and moving forward with a sense of peace. Remember, you are worthy of love, acceptance, and compassion, starting with yourself. Now I want to hear from you. Have you ever struggled with self-compassion or forgiveness? Share your thoughts in the comments below. And remember, don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with anyone who could benefit from a little dose of emotional safety. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.